Okay, we're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishneh Torah, to his great work. Hakdamat Rambam. Az lo evosh ba'abiti el kol mitzvotecha. Then I will not be shamed, for I look upon all of your mitzvos. Kol ha-mitzvot shenu lo l'Moshe b'Sinai. All the mitzvos that were given to Moshe at Sinai, b'ferushan nitnu. They were given with their explanation. Shenemals, the verse says, God calls Moshe up to Sinai and tells him, come up, ve'etna l'chad luchot ha'evin v'torah v'ha'mitzvah. I will give you the luchos of stone and the Torah and the mitzvah. Torah, zu Torah shebichtav. Torah refers to the written law. Mitzvah refers to Perushat's explanation. V'tzivanu la'asot ha'torah al pi ha'mitzvah. And God says, keep the Torah in accordance with the explanation, the tradition. U'mitzvah zo hi ha'niket Torah shebe'al peh. When we say the explanation, when we say our tradition, we're referring to the oral law, what's called Torah shebe'al peh. Kol ha'Torah katva Moshe Rabbeinu kodem sheyamut bichtav yado. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the whole Torah before passing away. He wrote it in his own handwriting. Benatan sefer lekol shevet v'shevet. He gave each tribe their sefer Torah that he wrote. V'sefer achad netanahu ba'aron la'ad. And one sefer Torah he put in the ark forever. Shnemal, the verse says, lakoch et sefer ha'Torah hazeh v'samtem oto. Take this sefer Torah, put it in the aron. The mitzvah, and the mitzvah which we said is a reference to the oral law, shehi perush ha-Torah, that is the explanation of the Torah, lo katva, he didn't write that down, ela tziva ba'lazkenim v'liyoshua v'lishar kol Yisrael. But rather, he gave it over, he taught it, he gave it over to the elders and Yeshua and the rest of Israel. Shenemal Zavar says, et kol adavar she'anochi mitzvah etchem oto tishmuru la'asot. All that I'm commanding you, that's what you should watch to do. Why is he saying what I commanded you? He's saying, other than the written Torah, the oral Torah that I told you. That's why it's called Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Torah that's recounted by heart. Even though the Torah Sheba'al Peh wasn't written, Moshe taught it all in his court to the 70 elders. Ve'elazar u'Pinchas ve'Yoshua shloshtan kiblu mi'Moshe. Elazar, Pinchas, and Yoshua, all three of them received from Moshe. Ve'Yoshua, shehu talmido shel Moshe Rabbeinu, masar Torah shebe'al peh v'tzivahu aleh. He gave over the oral law, and he commanded him over the oral law. V'chein Yoshua kol yimei chayav lamad al peh, and Yoshua learned it by heart throughout his days. V'zkenim rabim kiblu mi'Yoshua, and many elders received from Yoshua. V'kivel Eli min hazkenim u'mi'Pinchas. Eli received from the elders and Pinchas. And this is where we'll pick up next time, where the Rambam recounts the tradition of the oral law from Moshe through Yoshua, all the way down, the Rambam's going to recount, all the way down to Rebbe, who compiled the Mishnah, and then down to Rav Ashi. And then he'll work his way backwards, from Rav Ashi back to Moshe. And the Rambam will say it comes out to be 40 people, the tradition from Moshe till Rav Ashi, the compiler of the Talmud. So now we're holding by a place where it just goes, this one got in this one got in that one got in that one. Rambam's just going to record the order of the oral law, and that's where we'll pick up his Hashem next time.